You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The College Football Experience, Florida Gators 2022 season preview episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $50 at WynnBET. Get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold, hard cash with their brand new over-under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by us. Yes, the SGPN app is live in the App Store and Google Play Store. It is your home for all of our free picks and podcasts, and it is free to download. So grab that thing today and let it ride.
This is Mike Leach, head football coach at Mississippi State, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Is Colby swinging Dant to base Dant, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price, but no one touches Dundee.
Gator, Gator, Gator. Do the look. Subscribe on YouTube. You see us doing the chomp, the Gator. It's a lot of fun. I am joined by my co-host. Give it up for former JMU Duke defensive back, the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi-oh. Well,
how you doing, pal? Let me give you. I'll give you some type of music
give
here.
Us that all good right,
I'll give you. What do we got here?
Yeah, inspirational shit.
Oh yeah,
we're talking about
the Florida Gators, 8 conference titles, 15 division titles, and 3 claimed national championships.
Are we disputing any of these national championships?
Well, I dispute every national championship, Patty C, but that's because you're rocking with the College Football Experience. Subscribe. We got these sweet graphics up on YouTube. So shout out to the graphics team helping us out with the SGPN, and look, subscribe to the College Football Experience.
Between these graphics and these two very handsome gentlemen.
Very, right? Very.
You know, you're missing out if you're not subscribing. Ladies, you know, you need your entertainment for the night. Listen to us talk about the Florida Gators 2022 season preview.
That's what I'm saying. I should have wore a visor for Spurrier. I should have done that.
Yeah, we're
like
working on it.
You know,
next year.
I feel like maybe I'm the Spurrier. You're the Urban Meyer.
Both scumbags. I don't know what you're trying to say there, but
hey, it's a Florida fans here. They love Spurrier. Spurrier's a god. All right.
Hey, in Gainesville, both of those dudes are gods.
Well, Urban Meyer actually was god because he I don't know. Let's
let's give credit where it's due. The guy won 2 national championships.
Might have covered up a murder. Perfectly okay.
Credit where it's due.
One that claimed that national championship. I'm joking, Gator fans. Relax. It's 2022. You
have
know,
a little fun.
People are going to assassinate me for saying something.
You would think the folks in Gainesville can appreciate a good time, right?
I agree. World's largest cocktail party. I've been down there to Jacksonville for that thing.
Very active participants in that little affair.
So let me ask you about this, Patty C. We're Florida, obviously rich tradition. You know, I know there's speculation about the Gatorade. They claim that they created Gatorade. I know there's a big ordeal because Nebraska fans said they bit off them stealing the Gatorade. That originally it's a Nebraska thing.
It's not called Huskerade, is it?
I don't know, folks. Yeah, history, you know.
Corn Huskerade just doesn't have the same ring to it, does it?
They say the rich write the history. Maybe
the winners write the history. And
well, Nebraska did a lot of winning too.
Nebraska did a lot of winning on Florida in 1996.
Supposed to be gaining fans, Patty C.
Touchy subject.
Not shitting on fans.
That's all right. You guys did pretty damn well for a long time there. but a little slip lately. Can these Gators get it back together? Get back in national title contention?
Well, that's what I wonder, buddy. I mean, Billy Napier comes in, big time recruiter in the Sun Belt. You know, obviously ties to Todd Graham and Nick Saban. I think the Todd Graham
some company better a little better than others.
But I'm curious because if you look since Urban Meyer left. Or say when Spurrier left, they had Ron Zook who went 8-5, 8-5, 7-5. Then Meyer comes in 9-3, 13-1, 9-4, 13-1, 13-1, 8-5. Then Muschamp comes in 7-6, 11-2, 4-8, and then 7-5 fired.
Pretty bad overall for Florida standards.
Well, then McElwain comes in 10-4 first year, 9-4 second year, fired at a 4-7 season in the third year.
Very well, should have been fired. In your third year of your 4-7 at Florida. Bye.
Then Dan Mullen comes in 10-3, 11-2, 8-4 in a COVID year, then 6-7 gone.
I mean, aside from Urban Meyer, pretty much every coach has started fast for Florida and faded down the stretch.
Well, I mean, but the Mullen 2020 was an SEC only schedule. You didn't have Idaho
2020.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
8-4 against an SEC schedule is probably what they were pretty much doing throughout the.
They played for the SEC championship
that year.
Yeah,
they finished number 12/13 AP and coaches. You can't really be that mad as a Florida fan, but
and that's the question I want to ask you. And I know Florida fans probably don't want to hear me say this, but are they better off with Billy Napier than Dan Mullen? Did they improve their coaching situation? I know they think they improved their recruiting situation, but as a coach, did they get better in your eyes, Patty C?
No. I think Dan Mullen has proven that he's a pretty damn good X's and O's coach. Mississippi State, he had number 2 in the country. That was probably the highest they've ever been ranked, right?
And like I said, 2 double digit win seasons and an SEC championship at 8-4. They went to the SEC championship, finished first place in the East. You really only had 1 bad year. And I get it. It was bad. And the recruiting trail wasn't blazing, even though it was still good.
Dude, I'll talk about the recruiting in a little bit. It's not that bad. And look, yeah. Also, the wheels fell off last year. There were some bad losses, but at a certain point, you were 2-0 and you were competing with Alabama, you know, it wasn't that bad. And then it really hit the fan. And then they turned on them really quickly. The SEC being the SEC, the expectations that you win a national championship every year.
Well, and I also think Georgia looking the way they are.
Jealousy reared its ugly head.
Yeah, I mean, it happened. You see it with Auburn all the time, with Alabama.
Yeah.
Maybe some of those coaches shouldn't have been fired. Go small zone. but here we are with Billy Napier. Now, Billy Napier, to his credit,
let's talk about this guy.
40-12 in 4 years at Louisiana with the Raging Cajuns.
Talk about his last 3 years. What was his record there?
I don't have that pulled up.
34-5.
34-5.
You gotta like that.
But could you argue that that is being? I mean, that's a great job regardless. Anyway, you slice it, but. Yeah.
he was in the Sun Belt West, and I think the Sun Belt West, you could argue, is the worst division in all of football.
Mm.
So could you pad your stats
prior to this? Was there some realignment after JMU?
There's realignment now, but
I think, but yeah, over the past few years, has been playing.
This is a conference that side of the division was ULM.
Yeah.
South Alabama.
Yeah.
Troy, which has struggled since what's his name left, Neil Brown, and Arkansas State. And am I forgetting?
Southern Miss.
No, they're in it now.
Okay.
They weren't in it before. It just wasn't. I feel like Texas State. Yeah, who Spavadal, who's had, he's had troubles there. That's a brand new program.
Admirable job, but
I'm just saying you can kind of pad your stats. Now, I still think Billy Napier's a good coach. I think he's a good recruiter. I'm very interested to see what he does with the Gators, but I know he was really ticked off that LSU didn't call him, because he thought he was going to get the LSU jobs, being that he was already in Louisiana, which means I can't wait for Florida LSU this year.
Of all the cross division rivalries that are mostly bullshit in the SEC, this one actually produces some good
great
results.
Games in these. Like, that's one of my favorite.
We identify this as, even though LSU is not truly a peninsula, it's a little bit of peninsula football here. Because LSU is kind of out there on a limb. And Florida's certainly a peninsula, and you get weird and crazy people in both states, and it makes for fun football.
Subscribe to our other podcast, Peninsula Football. I'm fucking around. So let's hop into it. Billy Napier, 40-12 as a head coach. You can't really knock that. I think from that point of view, you say, hey, he's done a damn good job. There's no disputing that. It's going to be interesting in the Southeastern Conference, though. Let's hop into it. They have five starters back on offense. You could kind of say six if you consider Anthony Richardson a starter. I know he started a couple games.
There was a time.
Assuming he's going to start over Jack Miller, but I don't know that to be certain. Five starters back on offense, 49th in scoring offense, 23rd in rush offense, 46th in pass offense, 15th in total offense. How the hell did they have a losing season? Three of five starters back on the offensive line, led by the guard Ethan White. Two of three wide receivers are back, led by Justin Short. I actually think the receiving corps is in decent shape, and we'll key on that in a minute. They are breaking in a new running back, and it seems like Lorenzo Lingard is.
That's the Miami five-star transfer,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So
they should be good on offense.
Some potential there.
They should be good on offense. I think the offense will be fine. Now let's talk a little defense. Second team offense, by the way, Osiris Torrance.
Preseason all conference,
gotta like that.
But usually on these preseason all conference teams, when you're going all the way down to fourth team, there should be from each team at least a few. And their only player in the preseason all conference is Osiris Torrance, offensive lineman. So maybe the cupboard is a little bare. I feel like you have to be a little bit confident on the upside of Richardson, but. Talk about this at Emory Jones, 13 interceptions, tied for third in the nation, right? Tied for first in the SEC with Will Levis. But that was on 346 attempts. Meanwhile, Anthony Richardson, five interceptions on 64 attempts. That is a red flag.
That is a red flag.
He's an athlete, but can he play the quarterback position?
That's a good point. That is a very good point. You bring out some good things there. Defensively, they were 65th in scoring defense, 85th in run defense. That's concerning.
Yes.
That is concerning. 25th in pass defense, and they returned some key pieces in that. 51st in overall defense. They only have one starter back on the defensive line, and that's Gervin Dexter.
One of two five stars that they've recruited.
But I hear that this is a concern. I hear that the defensive line and perhaps a little bit of the offensive line are really not up to par for the SEC.
That doesn't play well. That does not bode well.
After spring ball, that's been reeking around the college football.
What does Napier do though? What's his style? He seemed like a little bit of like a skill position kind of guy. You know, it didn't seem like he was banging super hard
at Louisiana. He just out recruited the rest of the Sun Belt. And then, you know, Levi Lewis and Elijah Mitchell, who's on the 49ers now, they have some, they had two or three good running backs, a mobile quarterback. It wasn't
rocket science when you're playing against the SEC West and
the Sun Belt West,
or the Sun Belt West rather. Yeah.
You're about to say the SEC West.
Yeah.
Ah, the SEC West is nothing.
Nothing.
It's not like the Sun Belt West with ULM and a rich lineage like the Bowdens.
That's right. That's right. Florida of all people can appreciate a Bowden, but look, yeah, I would be a little bit concerned about, you know, the talent deficit in the trenches here.
Like I said, one starter back on the D line, two linebackers of three back, led by Brenton Cox Jr., and three of five in the secondary, which is encouraging, led by Travez Johnson at nickelback.
Jason Marshall, the other five star, potentially some playmakers in the
Ventrell Miller's a stud at the linebacker spot. Maybe Rashad Torrance the second gets in there. I don't know. I mean, do you think last year the defense was a problem? Like Samford dropped. Of the FCS, not Stanford. Samford dropped like 55 points or something. I don't even remember
it. The score on that game was 70-52, but Florida dressed that up. That was a dogfight.
That was a
dogfight
at one point. Yeah,
or 2.5 quarters.
We're going to talk transfer portal, recruiting rankings, and go game by game on the schedule and see what Las Vegas thinks of the Florida Gators. But first, I got to get us paid, folks. So I want to tell you that the College Football Experience Florida Gator season preview on the College Football Experience is brought to you by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet. Get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WYNNbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold, hard cash with their brand new over under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by us. Yes, make sure you download the SGPN app. You're home for all of our free picks and podcasts, and that is a free app to download. So hop in there, download that thing, and let it ride. We're also brought to you by Trade Coffee. I know Florida and Arizona State might have traded players, but why trade players?
They trade coffee?
Why trade players when you can trade coffee? Yes, Trade Coffee connects customers to the freshest and best tasting coffee they've ever made at home by partnering with the country's best craft roasters. These are independent businesses from big cities and small towns. Trade customers are truly impactful for these independent roasters, often being the largest source of new growth for them. And it's expert tasted coffee. Trade's got a coffee team, let me tell you. It's on par with that Urban Meyer or Spurrier team that perhaps won a national championship.
Wow, Friday. Bold statement.
All right, because they got
are some good teams.
They got a team that taste tests thousands of coffee, thousands, and they keep 450 different kinds of coffee alive, ready to ship to you. They're just chilling with a bunch of coffee. Mm. What a great warehouse to work in.
Well, that's like,
it smells good all the time.
The Percy Harvin, the Aaron Hernandez. They got I'm just throwing them out there. They got the fucking Yatiel Greens. They got the fucking
the Terry Dean.
Ike Hilliards. They got the Travis. What was the little fucking white guy there?
Travis Jervey?
Not Travis Jervey. Travis fucking number three.
I know
three.
Who you're thinking of. It's not Travis Jervey. That was the running back, right?
Now I'm drawing a fucking blank.
You're embarrassing the fans again.
I'm going to pull it up while you keep talking about this.
Well, how about some of their guys? I mean, obviously, you didn't mention Danny Werfel. You didn't mention Chris Leak.
Yeah, little detail.
How about Jack Jackson? That was my guy. He was nasty. Eric Rett, you know, some of those guys out there. Florida keeps a good football program. Anyway, Trade Coffee. Right now, Trade is offering new subscribers a total of $30 off your first order plus free shipping when you go to drinktrade.com/SGP. That's more than 40 cups of coffee for free. Get started by taking their quiz at drinktrade.com/SGP and let Trade find you a coffee that you'll love. That's drinktrade.com/SGP for $30 off.
Travis McGriff.
That's right. Travis McGriff.
I love that kid.
Why did I say Travis Jervey? That was the guy on the Packers, right?
They kind of look the same.
Yeah. I don't know. Just the white running backs, right?
Yeah. White skill position players. somehow
Travis McGriff could play though.
Travis McGriff's the baller.
Shout out to Travis McGriff. Chris Doering. That was my guy too, man.
There you go.
Chris Doering.
Couple scrappy guys out there, but Florida.
They had Jack Jackson, Chris Doering, and like Rito Anthony. They were just firing the ball all over the field.
Let me tell you one guy that we forgot to mention that should be mentioned every time we talk about the Florida Gators, Red Taylor.
Red Taylor. Never played a healthy season, but did steal.
A baller.
Did take 50 grand from Georgia.
Yeah.
Much respect.
Should put him on every Florida Gators.
Yes. The best, the Hall of Fame. They should have a statue of him built.
That's right.
I also want to tell you the College Football Experience is brought to you by IP Vanish. Did you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? That's right. Without added security, you might as well be giving away all your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why here at SGPN Studios, we use IP Vanish VPN to make it truly easy to stay private and secure on the internet. IP Vanish helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. That means your private details, your emails, your passwords, excuse me, your communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. So go to ipvanish.com/SGP and use the promo code SGP and claim 70% off your savings. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. We're back talking Gator football. Gator, Gator, Gator.
I know you're about to get into this transfer portal. Mm. I want to preempt you here.
Mm-hmm.
We just talked about some other coaches that love to take a lot of players from their school, you know, into their new school. It seems like, aside from Osiris Torrens, right?
First team and Montrell Johnson, their running back.
There you go. But that's all
and
they got.
And offensive tackle Cameron Waits from Louisiana.
Never mind. They got three guys.
Three. Only three. Okay. Only three coming out from the Raging Cajuns.
Are doing like 8 or 9 or 10 players from their old school.
That's true. When the coach comes over, he just brings his whole army with him. The transfer portal. They brought in, I think you should circle this guy because he was really good at Arizona State last year. Ricky Pearsall, at wide receiver. I think he could be a difference maker on this offense. They also brought in cornerback Jalen Kimber from Georgia. What the fuck did I just read? I'm sorry.
Bringing the Bulldogs over.
Call me old school. This is like that receiver Malik Heath that left Mississippi State for Ole Miss.
Hey, how about the receiver that just left Georgia for Alabama this year?
Jermaine Burton.
That's right.
I'm sorry, Jalen Kimber. I have a hard time liking you if you leave Georgia to go to Florida.
Sus. Big sus energy.
Jeez. What's going on in our, what the fuck is going on in our society?
Maybe Kirby Smart did something.
Cats hanging with dogs.
Right.
What's going on?
Yeah, exactly.
What am I missing?
Alligators hanging with dogs.
Shit.
Something wrong with this world.
They also got Jack Miller. Sounds like he's that sounds like a spy novel. When Jack Miller goes to a secret mission to Moscow, he resolves everything. Look, Jack Miller comes in from Ohio State. The question is, will he start over Anthony Richardson?
He's got to be a quarterback too.
Yeah,
it's like
the last Ohio State transfer. You might have heard of him, Joe Burrow. Worked out for the SEC, going to grab. Maybe Jack Miller can fight espionage down there in Gainesville.
Hey, I do feel like they've produced at least some great college quarterbacks in Columbus. So hopefully that can work out for them. But Anthony Miller or Richardson seems to be their guy.
We'll see. No one circles the wagons like Jack Miller. They also brought a defensive lineman, Tyrone Truesdale from Auburn. Flag on the play. I mean, I guess that's okay.
Yeah, Florida Auburn, that's okay. It's still
the Georgia one.
Iffy.
Disgusting.
But only three players, I mean, all on the offensive side of the ball, but from Louisiana. It makes a little sense, though, because Florida is probably far more talented than Louisiana. You only want to bring your really, really good players from the Cajuns.
There you go. Well, they lost. So they get Ricky Pearsall from Arizona State, a wide receiver. They lost Emory Jones, quarterback, to Arizona State. Nice little trade going on in the offseason. Hold on. Here we go. We had a... Where are we at? We have a trade. Wide receiver Ricky Pearsall traded from Tempe to Gainesville for Emory Jones. They also lost cornerback Elijah Blades to Buffalo. Elijah Blades was a big recruit by A&M not that long ago. Mm. Offensive tackle Gerald Mincy to Tennessee. What the? Wait. I'm sorry. This is.
A little incestuous in the SEC.
What the fuck is happening here?
I didn't think you guys were located in West Virginia here, but you guys are acting like it.
I thought it means more.
I thought it does too.
I thought it means more meaning, like you don't go to your fucking rival.
Well, maybe there's just more spite to
flag on the play.
Yeah.
Gosh. How about you go? What's next? What's next? Anthony Richardson going to go to Florida State next year?
Right.
What's going on?
Come on.
I'm serious though. Isn't this annoying?
Who's Florida's biggest rival right now? Is it Georgia or Florida State?
It's got to be Georgia. Florida State's been trash for like 7 years.
It's always Florida State, dude. It is and always will be Florida State. You know why? Because Florida State is in state and they think they're better. They think they're better.
Mm.
Even with Florida whipping their ass.
Florida has been whooping their ass. They also lost defensive end Chris Bogle to Michigan State. Wide receiver Jacob Copeland to Maryland. He's a projected starter there. Mohamed Diabite to Utah, who they play week one. Tight end Kamore Gamble to UCF. Linebacker Tyron Hopper to Missouri. Defensive end Lamar Good still in the portal. And quarterback Carlos Del Rio Wilson to Syracuse. Going to Syracuse, that's just a dust up, Petty C.
That is a big time dust up.
Shout out to Jack Del Rio. Look. Jack Del Rio, you know, hey,
he's familiar with the dust up or two. Let's be honest.
I actually think they lost the transfer portal.
Well, number six within the conference, number 19 nationally. You would think that's a win, but in the SEC, if you're Florida, I think you're right. I think that's an L.
Well, you bring in three Sunbelt guys. Look, I'm not trying. I mean, I get it. Napier knows his team better. Maybe these Louisiana guys are good enough to play in the SEC. But they lost a lot, man. And these are projected starters elsewhere. A good amount of these. So I think they slightly lost the portal.
Mm. Well, unless
Jack Miller pans out. If Jack Miller pans out, that's the only way I think they win the portal.
First year coach coming from a group of five school. What do you expect them to dominate the portal? Give the guy a break.
I'm not trying to shit on him. I like Billy Napier. He's welcome to come on the show anytime. And we like Billy Napier.
But you're going to call the ace, aren't you?
I just thought they lost more than they gained.
I think you're right.
Yes. Okay. So, Patty, she talked to me about recruiting.
Well, recruiting's been stellar, but.
But Mullen wasn't recruiting good. Thought that was the MO.
Relatively speaking, I suppose. What Mullen got there? Let me pull this up. Mullen got there. Gosh. Dang it. In what year?
2008, I think after the 18 season. Actually, no, it's been a while because
Mullen got there for the 2019 season. Yeah. He was hired. Yeah. So I guess the 2018-19 cycle was partially him. And they finished number nine, right? Number five within the conference, which is pretty brutal that number ninth nationally is five within the conference. But anyway,
it's true.
I mean, the last 2 years he slipped in recruiting. So let me read it out. Starting in 2018, 14, 9, 7, 12, and 17. So 12 and 17, probably unacceptable for Florida. They consider themselves probably a top 10 recruiter for good reason. Within the conference, that's good for 4, 5, 6, 5, and 7.
Mm.
You do not want to be Florida and be the seventh best recruiting school in the conference. You want to be top four minimum, probably top.
I think I'd rather be the 17th best or the seventh in the conference if it meant my players weren't transferring to Tennessee.
Right? Ouch.
You know?
He lost control of that locker room. There's no doubt about it. 4 year composite 12, 15, 7, 7 within the conference, 4, 6, 4, 4. So still among the more talented team in that conference. And guess what? That's about where they've been finishing, I guess.
Well, we'll get to it. Las Vegas, if you see on our graphic on YouTube, we have the sweet graphic. Las Vegas says the win total for the Florida Gators in 2022 is at 7. It's set for 7.5, Patty C. 7.5, the Florida Gators. I mean, are you a bit shocked by that?
Yes, that's terrible.
You can shop around. I do see some sevens out there, but your odds still aren't good to go over it. So you might want to take a 7.5 if you think they're going to win 8.
Should we review last year? Talk about what happened there?
I mean, last year, it's interesting because they didn't have a lot of bad losses early on. You look and say, oh, they took care of Willie Taggart and Florida Atlantic. They actually played a road game, at a conference, but it was at Raymond James, which that means they had more. It was still a home game.
Yeah.
They beat South Florida 42-20. Then they only lost to Alabama by two. Now I know I think this was a little bit dressed up.
But not that much though.
It's still only a 2-point loss to Alabama. So at that point you're like, this Mullen guy.
Yeah. He cleans fucking Tennessee's clock.
He's better than Chris Mullen. They whoop Tennessee's ass, say, hey, Josh Heupel, we still fucking own you. Mm. Right.
Yeah.
And then they go to Mark Stoops, and this was a game. This was at Kroger Field, shop to your drop, blue light special, right? Kentucky got it done, 20-13.
I like the fact that they're blue. Kroger Field is the blue light special. Let's be honest.
Then they whoop Vandy. So tough luck. Kentucky won 10 games last year. They whoop Vandy.
Are there even Krogers in the South?
Sure, I don't know.
They're out here in the West, folks. Kroger is.
They got to be in the South.
A grocery store.
They got to be in Lexington.
Blue light special. There. Whip Vandy.
42-0. Then the wild one at LSU, which all their games are fucking wild. I know LSU wasn't good last year, per se, from a record standpoint. They were very good from an NFL draft standpoint. 49-42. Then they get a bye week and they get waxed with Georgia. And what's crazy is they were hanging with Georgia before that Anthony Richardson turnover. They were actually
close to
hanging.
Halftime, they
yeah.
were.
Yeah, it was a catastrophic turnover, I felt like. Then they got that's when the wheels came off, man.
Yeah.
The wheels came off at the cocktail party because right after that they got their ass whooped by Shane Beamer. Keys to my Beamer.
That shit doesn't really make sense. That's why Beamer has like hidden magic.
I think it was a letdown spot. First off, Georgia just put 15 players in the pros.
40-17. We're a little bit mistaken. Florida was Georgia was up 24-0 at halftime in that game.
But I feel like it was like seven. I don't know. I'd have to go back and watch it again. I feel like it was like a sequence of like three plays in a row. I think Georgia like went up 14-0 on a big play, and then Anthony Richardson fumbles, and then all of a sudden,
here we go. Yeah. Here it is. With 3 minutes left in the second quarter, the score was 7-0 Georgia.
That's
they
what
score
I mean.
Three touchdowns in the last 2 minutes.
That is a
and 18 seconds.
That's when the wheels came off. Circle that. That's when Dan Mullen.
That 3 minute stretch was when the season ended for career ended for Dan Mullen.
Dan Mullen. Then the next week Shane Beamer's team dropped 40, which I don't even know how that's possible. When I watched that, I mean East Carolina's defense wasn't very good, and they held them to like 20 points. Then Samford dropped 52. Now Florida still won. But fuck, giving up 52 points to the Bulldogs of Samford
in a true dogfight.
Then they lose in overtime at Missouri, and then they
beat his name? Mullen gets fired after that game.
And they beat Florida State. Florida State dressed that score up a little bit. I think that was 21-0 at one point.
Mm.
And then they lose to UCF in the bowl game.
How great is it that UCF is the best team in the state of Florida right now?
Ooh, you're just trying to piss off these Gator
fans. Hey, and rightfully so. You don't take the home and home, right? you demand the 2-for-1, right, against a team that's at least as good as you right now.
And you go play at South Florida, but not UCF. You go play at that NFL stadium.
Although
where like,
they accept the 2-for-1, so that makes sense,
okay.
Right? Yeah. But okay, then the powers that be help you avoid the bowl game when UCF and you are both in the New Year's Six. It makes sense to play in the Peach Bowl. Oh, never mind. UCF's going out to Arizona to play in the Fiesta Bowl against LSU. How convenient. You have to play them last year. You take the L. Look, I'm going to give Florida Gators crap here because they've had their success, but give credit where it's due.
Well, if you want me to add in on what you say is a bad thing with scheduling with Florida.
They didn't have an out of state non-conference.
That's
game.
What I'm digging up right now. They have not had a game out of conference since out of conference. Since 91, and they lost that, by the way. So they haven't won one since 89. I mean, shit.
The 1980s.
Yeah. Miami Vice was still going on.
Right. Hey, Max Headroom. Do you guys remember that guy?
Dude, that's wild. That is wild.
Yeah.
I know they played that neutral site Michigan game, but didn't they lose that too? I think Harbaugh beat him. Right?
I don't know.
I think Harbaugh got McElwain. Right?
Maybe. I mean, neutral site game is not the same as a road game.
Yeah, going on campus to somewhere. But we're going to see that. I think next year they go to Utah. Let's get to the schedule this year. 7.5 wins, Patty C. Can they get blindly? You would say yes, right? It's Florida.
So.
They have great pedigree. All right.
6-7 last year, though.
Okay. Week one at Ben Hill Griffin Stadium, the Swamp. Great, great college atmosphere. That's one of the great places that makes college football unique. The Utah Utes come in there. And this is a game. See, I think on a neutral site, I would love taking Utah. Man. In the Swamp, how many points does that give you?
They're calling it a push right now. Vegas is calling it a push. This game is a night game. What is the Swamp better in?
This place is going to be bananas.
Daytime or nighttime? That's the special thing about the Swamp. It's just as good as day as it is at night.
Look, well, I'll put it like this. They start the season with three home games. They take on Kentucky the very next week. Both those teams are really good. Kentucky and Utah, based
they get
off
both
of
those. That's a great start for next year.
I think
year.
They're 1-1.
Me too.
I think they're 1-1. And I can tell you this, watch out, because they could go 0-2.
They could.
If they're 0-2, that might be a problem.
The seat gets hot fast. They got to have more patience than that.
Well, they haven't had a ton. I mean, Mullen went to the SEC championship game 2 years ago.
You're talking about 2 10-win teams to start your fucking tenure.
Yeah. Then they're home to South Florida.
That's a win.
Then they're at Neyland Stadium. They have Tennessee's number. I'm not taking Tennessee until I see them successfully beat Florida year in, year out. What do they have, like one win in like 20 years?
Let me see.
I feel like it's something like that. I'm taking Florida.
Yeah. We'll get back. Recent history on that. Florida only leads that series 31-20 all time, but they've played every year since 2005, and Tennessee's only won one.
That's what I'm saying. I don't feel comfortable taking Tennessee. I'm taking Florida.
Yeah, that's like 18-1 in the last.
I told you, I think Tennessee could be like Michigan State, where it's kind of a little bit of fool's gold. We'll see. But
Tennessee's getting better though.
I think they are too, but I still cannot. Florida whooped them last year.
Yeah. What was the score last year?
I don't know. It was like 40-14 or something.
Last year the score was 38-14. You're right. Anthony Richards, but this one's on Rocky Top. This is a coin flip to me.
I think so too, but I'm going to go with history. Give me the Gators.
3-1 Gators. Okay.
Potentially 2-2.
Yeah, potentially 2-2.
I mean, you want to talk about wheels falling off. If he leaves the month of September 1-3.
Wow. And that's possible. This is a tough schedule to start his.
Well, at least he's only on the road once though. But in the first month, then they have a regional battle against Eastern Washington Saturday, October 1st.
Yeah. Glad this FCS school is able to at least get their money locally.
Yeah. You know, regional battle. They have
fund the local teams.
You know, this is one with a rich tradition. It's one of these things that makes college football so unique. Sure. We don't need a playoff Patty. So you catch the sarcasm.
955 miles apart.
This is a stupid game, but Florida wins. All right.
There we go.
So now I have them at
3-2. Or is that what we said?
Either 4-1 or 3-2.
Okay.
I kind of think 3-2 the more I think about it. Give me 3-2.
Okay. Yeah.
Then they get Missouri at home. I think they beat Missouri at home. Missouri lost Connor Basilick to Indiana.
I agree.
Eli Drinkwitz, I don't know. He might be on the hot seat. Then they're home to LSU and Brian Kelly. I think Brian Kelly's team is better right now, and I think he's a better coach. Florida fans, I'm sorry. Patty C is installing Windows 95. I am taking LSU to win that game. What are you doing?
This one's in Death Valley.
No, it's in Ben Griffin Stadium. Are you listening to the fucking podcast,
dude? I'm searching all over trying to find the recent history of this game. That's why you're here on Windows 95 installing here.
You've got mail.
I'm gonna take Florida. I think Florida is 4-2 at the end of six games. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I think they're 5-2 at the end of six games. Or 7 games, sorry.
I think they're 4-3.
Okay.
Because I think LSU is better than them right now.
Okay.
They get a bye week and then they get Georgia. Hey, by the way, let's get this game back on campus. I've been to this stadium, TIAA Bank Field, with the fucking hot tubs. All right.
How was that? Was that pretty cool?
It was a fun experience to the rivalry, the fans. But I grew up, you know, watching these games on campus also.
Yeah.
I prefer them on campus. College football is better on campus. There's a reason why college football is better than the NFL, and it's the tradition. It's college campuses and the spirit that is there.
Florida's most played rival to this point. It looks like, gosh, this game's been played in Jacksonville for a long time though.
When? Since like,
unless this is bullshit, unless Sports Reference is wrong here, but I feel like you're right. I feel like this game used
remember
to be played
this, yeah.
on campus, but Sports Reference has it listed in Jacksonville dating back to like 1927.
No
way. That's not true.
I'm pulling it up. I'm using Wikipedia here, cause I'm telling you, I think in the 90s they were playing.
I'm almost positive you're right. I think this is just like mislisted.
Actually, they did play some, they played in Jacksonville in 1927, one game. They did play some on campus in the mid 90s though, but you're right. Jacksonville has actually been, they've played in some weird places. They played in Savannah back in the day in 1930.
But if since 1933 until that little 3 year stretch in the mid 90s, it's pretty much been in Jacksonville.
Why though? Let's play it on campus. Between the hedges and the swamp are two of the greatest environments.
It would
fuck
be.
Tradition. There's certain times where you got to say fuck tradition. When it comes to bowl games, get rid of them all. Delete them.
When it comes to a regular season rivalry that dates back almost 100 years, I say embrace tradition. Jacksonville has something going for it. Maybe you just need to go to the world's largest outdoor cocktail party.
I did.
A few more times.
No, I definitely want to go there a few more times.
There's a lot of hot ass chicks there.
But I'm a married man, buddy. All right. I'm a married man.
Doesn't stop right? you
for
from
you,
looking
for you.
Yeah.
You
can live vicariously.
Can we, let's fucking finish this schedule. All right. Do they beat Georgia, Patty C?
No.
So that means
we're biding our time to save them the agony of knowing they're going to get.
So I got them at 4-4. Then you got them what? 5-3.
5-3.
Well, then they're at Texas A&M.
That's another loss.
Last time they went to A&M, Kyle Trask got it done, right? No, they didn't. I think A&M won actually.
A&M's gotten better. A&M won. Florida's gotten worse.
All right, I'll join you on that. A&M wins.
Yeah.
So I got them at 4-5.
4-5. Ouch. I got them at 5-4.
Well, here's the good news, Gator fans. I think you beat South Carolina in
a revenge spot. Yep.
So I got him 5-5. You go to Vanderbilt Stadium.
Cakewalk.
6-5.
And then you got to go to Tallahassee.
And you win 7-5.
What was the score last year?
Last year,
21-24. Mike Norvell.
But it was 21-0 at one point.
Okay.
Don't try to sprinkle fairy dust on this, Patty C.
Mike Norvell had beaten Miami and Boston College the previous 2 weeks. Let's not act like Florida State's not going to get a little better in year three under Norvell. I don't think this is the gimme that you think it is.
Oh, I think it is a gimme.
And it's in Doak Campbell Stadium.
They read books there, right?
You know what they do?
They read novels in the middle of games.
The choke at the Doak might ring a bell to some of these Gator fans. Okay.
Ooh,
bringing up all the sore subjects here.
Yeah. We're definitely not gaining any new Florida fans.
I think it's a win, too. I'm giving them, what would that put me at? I had them at 6.
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
I think 9-3 or 8-4 for the Gators this year.
9-3?
Wait, what? What did I have?
What?
I had them.
Had them losing.
I had them 5-2.
No, you then had them 5-3.
Then they lost to Georgia 5-3. They lost to A&M 5-4. Then I have them winning their next three. So 8-4. That's where I have them. 8-4.
What are their four losses for
their
me?
Their four losses for me are one between Utah and Kentucky. Right? I'll say Utah. Right? They lose also at Tennessee. Right?
Okay. So you had them beating LSU in the swamp.
In the swamp. Yeah.
Okay.
Then they lose against Georgia and they lose at A&M.
So you're on the over.
8-4. 7.5 and is the win total.
YouTube.
I'm on the over.
You're on the over. I'm on the under. I think they're 7-5 this year. Obviously if they go 2-0, I mean there's Patty C, what would be a disastrous first year? If they lose to Utah, Kentucky, and Tennessee, they're 1-3.
Lose to LSU, which would put them at 3-4.
Yes. Then lose to Georgia and A&M.
3-6.
And then they have
lose
to win
to Florida
out.
State at the end of the year. 5-7 would be a disastrous first season.
I think he's going to go 7-5.
And with South Carolina whooping them last year and Spencer Rattler joining that team, 4-8 is on the table too here.
I think they're gonna go 7-5.
I got them at 8-4.
I'm on the under in the Gators. Patty
C on the over.
On the over. So look, he pisses off all the Gator fans, but yet takes him on the over. So you can't truly hate him.
Look,
I see what you did there, Patty C.
You like that?
Subscribe to the College Football Experience, folks. We're breaking down all 131 teams. We do a solo podcast for each and every team in the land. And guess what? We're going alphabetically. So you can go listen to all the other ones we recorded. And there's a bunch on deck, obviously, because we're at the letter F. So don't be, you know, don't think we're just not going to cover, you know, I don't know, Fresno State or Hawaii or Wyoming. Guys, we got you covered.
Guys, don't try and pull any fast ones on us.
Yeah.
We got it all covered.
Yeah. The puck stops. No. That's hockey.
Yeah.
The the goal line stand is here.
That's right.
The blitz. I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah, the 1996 national championship is here.
That's right. That's right.
And we're
going
to whoop Florida State for
Fred
you guys.
Fred Weary was a baller. That's
there
another one.
Nice pull.
All right, folks, subscribe to the College Football Experience. Like I said, and also give us a 5-star review on iTunes. And if you do that, take a screenshot with your phone. Or actually, you don't even need your phone. You could use a Polaroid. You could use mom's camcorder from the 82. I don't care. Get it to me on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. Cause that's where we are, the College Football Experience, or me personally at the Colby D, and we'll send you a College Experience t-shirt. Patty C's on Twitter at Patty C 831. NC Nick, who's on vacation, is on Twitter at NC_NICK. The Sports Gambling Podcast Network's on Twitter at the SGP Network. Give us all a follow. And by the way, in case you're wondering, me, Patty C, NC Nick, we also host the College Basketball Experience. All right. The Florida Gators, Billy Donovan had some great years there. I know Mike White's off to Georgia. What the fuck? Mm-hmm. Hold on. What is going on here? Mike White leaves Florida for Georgia.
Yeah.
I know Todd Golden's the new guy coming over from San Francisco.
You know what it is? These people these days are perverse. They want to inflict the most pain possible.
Yeah.
Okay. But your coach, you figure your coach. Yeah,
what else
that.
Are you doing? You're calling up your ex-girlfriend that cheated on you when you're 18?
Right.
Trying to get back together?
Yeah. Bang her. I'm working on my ex's sister right now.
Stop it.
Hello.
Look, subscribe. On it, we also host the USFL gambling podcast as that season heats up in Canton. We also host the College Baseball Experience. Florida traditionally, I feel like decent college baseball team. I know Ole Miss is wrecking shop right now, but subscribe to those. Noah Bienick on that call with us. Also, Sports Gambling Podcast covers the NFL as good as any. Check that out if you're a Bucks fan with Brady returning, or the Dolphins, whatever. Jacksonville. Hey,
got only place to go is up.
That's what I'm saying. Trevor Lawrence may look like a girl, but he plays like
a girl,
rookie
last
quarterback.
Year, but he will grow into a man.
Yes, yeah. But no, I mean, he had Urban Meyer kicking kickers.
Yeah,
I still don't think that. Nah,
they're gonna get better.
I think the kicker's in the wrong there. And he didn't really get kicked.
Yeah, he's a pussy.
Urban Meyer's like 60. What kind of kick can he do?
Right.
He ain't Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Fuck out of here.
All right. Look, subscribe to all those things, and get the SGPN app. I think you'll dig it. And let's rock out. All right, folks. This is the College Football Experience, Florida Gator style. I'm on the under. He's on the over. Gator.